Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, I got my times mixed up. I'm supposed to start at 6 to 7. I don't
know why. What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this?
Alright, folks, we're down here at Beats. We're across the street from the big National Barbecue Association headquarters, where they're having a big event over there, and it's been a great weekend. Folks, we've got about 27 hours of video on our live feed television. And I was so pleased today to mess around and look up, and it was perfect HD. I mean, you could reach in there, and looks like you could just touch somebody. I mean, but what we're going to do for the next hour is we're going to raise money for the Operation Barbecue Relief. And we're down here with the Operation Barbecue Relief people. And Now, I've got a phone number for you to call to make donations. We want you to call in 347-202-0263 and talk about Operation Barbecue Relief and let us know what you think about, you know, the fact that they go out when there's Okay, I'm putting it back up. Man, I can't believe I blew it an hour, but we're live now. Man, what a weekend it's been, folks. I mean, we've got classes and all kinds of barbecue information and a lot of things that we thought were right are not right now. A lot has changed since I got here on Monday, or we've gotten knowledge of the way it really is. And, you know, I'll tell you what, my life has changed. You know, the National Barbecue Association, the big-time organization, it's well worth the money. It's well worth the time. And you know, I like to challenge everybody to get a National Barbecue Association membership. You know, it's more about the business of barbecue than it is about competition. You know, if you think about what you pay, you know, for a competition sanctioning body membership, I mean, what do you really get for it? You still have to pay your entry fees and all that, which, you know, you need a good, strong sanctioning body so you can go out on Friday and Saturday and compete. But, you know, if you think about Operation Barbecue Relief will give you an education in the business of barbecue so that you know, you can go out and make a living full-time cooking barbecue in an effective manner. And that's really like the main job of the National Barbecue Association. And you know, really, you know, if you think about it, if you can get, you know, like barbecue is a great example of what Operation Barbecue Relief can do. For the barbecue community, which I don't know that he's ever been, you know, a member of National Barbecue Association. But, you know, if you look at his lifestyle, he's got a barbecue restaurant. The barbecue restaurant pays his entry fees. And, you know, that's a scenario that I know a lot of people would like to create. And now, I don't know that for sure that, you know, it would appear that's what paying his entry fees. But, you know, but a scenario where you can make money on barbecue, pay your entry fee, go compete on the weekend, and then live a barbecue lifestyle. 347-202-0263. I want to make sure everybody has the phone number to donate. It's the 903 number. I got it in here somewhere. Hey, the number changed. There it is. 903-523-4278 is the number to call. You can donate right now to Operation Barbecue Relief. If you'll just call that number, I'm going to put it up on my Facebook page. I think everybody knows Daryl Mass, my personal name. So you'll be able to find it, and we'll be able to raise money for this worthy cause, and that's really what they're doing here. Now, they got them about a 28-foot trailer out there that's all marked down for Operation Barbecue Relief. I think they're going to compete. They have some kind of a little competition up here this week. I'm not sure what all it entails right now, but I know Operation Barbecue Relief might compete in that just to get into the event. And, you know, Operation Barbecue Relief is really an effective organization, does a good job. Helping out people that are in need. Let's see now. Okay. We are hooked to the internet. If you want to call in tonight, let's just drink a few beers. Now, I'm at Beats, and Beats is across the street from the hotel. And man, this is a happening place, and they're supporting the National Barbecue Association, and they are supporting Operation Barbecue Relief. And man, it's really exciting.
She's got one sitting on the table. She's a little tired.
It's beer night out on Barbecue Superstars. It's Friday night. Heck, let's crank some music up. Let's have a good time. Boy, I have filmed like crazy all week, man. I got an 8-hour piece of one thing of the National Barbecue Association. I tell you what, folks, if you don't understand the National Barbecue Association, all you got to do is go to Barbecue Superstars Live and subscribe. You can watch 27 hours so far. Now we're going to do 8 hours tomorrow. But, shoot, let's start off with the barbecue hell yeah song. Hold on a minute. Here it comes. There it is. Come on, we want to do a little hell yeah tonight. There it is. I don't have the strongest signal, though. I'm trying to catch this thing and turn on the song, but I can't. Folks, I'm trying to play the hell yeah song, but Operation Barbecue Relief. And we might try to get him on in just a minute. Here we go. Alright, this Friday night, we're at Beach. We're going to have a little bit.
Look, it's okay to take the occasional game, as long as it's something like switching from boxers to briefs. But you never roll a dice on your truck. So go with the sure thing. Ford F-150. J.D. Power and Associates.
There you go. Now we're going to have a
Beets, and they got shrimp, catfish, oysters, and crawdads, garden salad. Man, they got all kinds of stuff in here. Let's see, fried pickles, fried jalapenos, fried pillows. So now what you're supposed to do is buy about five or six Jack Daniels and then eat some jalapenos so you can keep your stomach in place. Now, there's a certain person out there that I need to get a hold of right now.
can start dialing it.
Chris Johnson, if you're out there, I don't know how I can get him. I can get him on Facebook. We need him to come down to Beats. I'm talking about, let's turn this daggone party out tonight. There he is, Vancouver, Washington. Man, I forgot his phone number. You know, we got to say a few words about Denny Mike. You know, Denny Mike is a great guy, man. We've had a good time with him. He's a lot of fun, man. And we're at Beach, and I'm trying to figure out, I'm going to go ahead and buy something to eat. And today is Friday, beer night out on Barbecue Super. No, I'm sorry. It's Friday Night Lights. And I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to eat. Excuse me, ma'am. Oh, Chris. Hey, Chris. Chris, meet Ray. Oh, he is, man. Yo, Chris, come on, man. I was just trying to call you, man. Yeah, I looked over and there's meet Ray. Hey, man. Now, we're trying to raise money for Operation Barbecue Relief. And how you doing tonight, Chris? Man, we on the radio. We got to do an hour show, man. And, holy shit, we got Chris Johnson, man. Man, I've been trying to hook up with Chris all week, man. I've been shooting all the seats. See, I sent you a message, man. Let's see.
Hey, no, who this Chris Johnson is, you speak of.
Oh, Lord, we got Wild Man Greg over here.
Oh, man, Greg, you should see me. I almost tripped over the table and I've only had one beer.
Oh. Man, we've been,
Who wants a couple of beers? Take a selfie for soft drink.
I'm trying to order some food, man. Now, I'm trying to hook up with Chris, y'all. We're live on the radio. I want to have the wildest beer night out we've ever had. Now, we're in a beer joint.
Yeah, this will help you.
And we got Chris Johnson in a beer joint on Friday night. Oh, shit, it's all, man. Get the beers coming and don't stop till I wave my hand.
He won't wave his hand.
I'll be too drunk to wave. Now, we've got a phone number for y'all to call. Now, look, man. Where you at? Now, we're on speakerphone, Chris. So, hey, man, anytime you want to go to town.
Tell me where you're at, man.
Now, folks, I'm going to tell you.
Hey, make sure.
You don't drink beer without an OBR koozie.
Why'd you give my koozie? Oh, that's your koozie.
I got about ten of them
in the truck.
I hope you know what you're in for.
Hey, I'm
ready. Okay. You were born ready?
All right, folks. Now, look, man.
You beer, too?
No, it's time to get cranked up in the tank, up. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm walking down the street, and I see a little sign that Super D to the right. Super D to the right. I'm like, what the hell is this? This barbecue? Super D to the right. And I'm walking. So I go down this alleyway. And I smell the smoke. I'm like, Hey, barbecue going
get
on.
One
is
when you
it
buy
Super
when you
D?
Two well,
what?
Is it a raffle?
Yeah,
Super
raffle.
D to the right.
Okay.
I turn another alleyway and it said barbecue superstars this way. Barbecue superstars this way. So I'm walking and trudging. And then I turn the corner and we're all up at.
We're not crazy, don't worry.
We're all up at Beats.
He might be crazy, but.
Oh, he ended up at Beats. So he kept looking at the signs for barbecue superstars. Where did he end up? He ended up in the Hell Yeah joint right down here. Now, folks, I didn't know it, but Mobile, Alabama is the home of the Mardi Gras. They just
nice.
Got done doing it.
That was beer, obviously.
They had Mardi Gras for. They had Mardi Gras.
I mean, I just told him
a month
when he said go. I almost tripped over the table.
And did you know they just had Mardi Gras here?
Yeah. You didn't see the beats on the ground?
A week ago, Tuesday. Mardi Gras
originated. Chris, what does Mardi Gras mean? Come on, give it to me. What does Mardi Gras mean?
Depends on what's happening.
Now, there's a certain smile coming over his face I don't understand right now. I like beats.
Woo! Oh,
yeah.
Man.
He likes punch too? I never been to the Chiz and Mardi Gras.
You haven't ever been?
No, I heard it was off the chain about a week ago Tuesday.
Well, let me ask you this. The last time you went to Mardi Gras, did you keep all your clothes on the whole time?
He's thinking about it. Simple yes or no?
I can't.
Where's my computer?
I can't confirm nor deny any of those accusations.
I see what's going on. He's thinking, is my wife listening to this? Or
can't confirm nor deny any of those accusations. Let's tell people why we're here tonight. OBR doing a fundraiser. $35. Come on in.
Yeah, now, if you're at the National Barbecue Association Convention in Mobile, Alabama, you need to get down here to Beats. I mean, we need everybody who signed up to go to the National Barbecue Association.
All 142 people.
To come out of their rooms downstairs and across the street, and let's raise money for people who are less fortunate than we are. Now, I've got all kinds of, okay, John Getzinger's coming up on here. We got this young lady here. You want to talk about Operation Barbecue Relief just for a minute for people that might be listening on radio?
For what?
Come on, what's your name, darling?
My name's Angela.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, we got us Memphis gear. You know, there's some ribs involved here.
Do you claim to know how to cook barbecue, or do you claim to not?
I do not.
I know
a wonderful man that knows how to cook.
Okay.
What's his name?
Bob Denton from Boar's Night Out.
Oh, real? Is that your husband?
Yeah, that's my husband.
Now, we heard you're going to do a... we heard you're going to do a certain operation on a hog tomorrow. Tell us about the butcher shop. What in the world's going on tomorrow?
Well, they're going to have seminars and demonstrations, and they're going to cook... We got one team out there cooking a Berkshire and one cooking a Duroc pig. And they're going to let them all compare between the two.
Okay, is Compart Duroc?
I'm not sure, I think.
Well,
I'm not sure what the Duroc is. I know what ours is, a Berkshire.
Oh, really? Now, Berkshire, how many pounds is it?
I don't know. The man's next door, you need that.
Berkshires are 700 pounds. I mean, they get big.
They're big.
Oh,
but we ain't cooking no 700-pound pig. They like them about 190, I think.
Well,
175, 190.
Tell me right quick, why do you support Operation Barbecue Relief? What's it mean to you?
What does it mean? It means just a chance to give back. Help out and give back and
help our fellow man.
That's right. Help the troops and everything.
I tell you, Operation Barbecue Relief goes in areas where the floods happen, the hurricane, the tornado, the God knows, houses turned up.
Right, I know.
People who lost everything they have. And you know what? Tonight is a night now. We down here at Beats. We down here in the middle of it all. It's a night to give back. And, folks, there's a number you can call, 903 Let me get it for you right quick. Call 903-523-4278 and make a donation to the Chris Johnson Foundation.
Yeah, rank to me.
Go, Chris.
Hey, here's the Las Vegas thing. You turn left, you can turn right.
When I say meat, you say rake.
Meat.
Rake.
Meat.
Rake.
Meat.
Rake.
That's how we do.
Oh, we got Grilling with Rich over here. Sexy.
Now, Chris,
get in here,
we
Rich.
Raised $175 earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think it takes about an hour to get Facebook and Twitter cranked up where people realize what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
And we started seeing a reaction about Simon quit today. But, Chris, I got to ask you a real good, real serious question here. What do you think about my social media skills?
I think they need some improvement. You need to go to Grilling with the Rich social media school.
Are you saying I forgot on Facebook?
I'm not saying anything. Listen, I'll make a deal with you. With everybody listening right now, ready?
Uh-huh.
If you can make another donation to Operation Barbecue Relief, I will spend an hour with you tomorrow at whatever time you're ready to go over in-depth social media 101.
Rich, I don't think it's fixable, buddy.
I think it is. Are you ready to make another donation?
Well, we'll see in a few minutes.
How about this? Even better. Why don't you try to raise $100 from one of your fans
okay,
for your social media school tomorrow? How about that?
Okay, now Rich has laid down a challenge, folks. I need somebody to call that 903-523 number right now and make a donation for $100. Now, folks, you take the family out to a big-time restaurant with a couple kids, you're going to spend more than $100. I know you can afford that. You know, Operation Barbecue Relief is, you know, one of the best barbecue charities that has ever been formed, because actually barbecue people going out and doing that disaster relief that needs to be done. And we got another fellow here. What's your name, buddy?
Shane Pipple, president of OBR.
Oh, okay. We got the current president of OBR.
I don't know what that means, but that's me.
Well, why don't you sit down for just a few minutes and let's talk over nuts and bolts a little bit of the OBR. Now, you know, there are a lot of charities that are set up, and they have heavy at the top, you know. We have people receiving million-dollar salaries in the United Way and St. Jude's. You know, there's
the
Red Cross. Oh, my God. You know, the Red Cross is a scandal by the time you say Red Cross. And Operation Barbecue Relief is not run like that. So tell us a little bit about what people are paid to help work in Operation Barbecue Relief.
Well, pretty much absolutely nobody. We're all volunteers, 100% volunteer.
So 100% of the money that goes into donations is given right in to the nuts and bolts of bringing meat, paying for gas, getting there and setting up and producing this product when there's devastation that's just happened.
Yep, 100% of it.
Wow.
And to see the smiles on people's faces.
Oh, it's totally worth it. After that first operation down in Joplin, it was crazy. You knew. You had to be there.
I was in the stairs going.
You only had to be there 10 minutes to know that I want to do this. This is awesome. And you can be dirt poor and have no job and still make a big difference. You don't have to have lots of money to do this.
You know, workers is one thing that you need. So, you know, barbecue people. And you know what? You could go out and learn how to cook barbecue on one of these things.
Totally good. That'd be a good way to learn.
My
We'd
God.
Be glad to teach you.
All right, Barry's here.
If you have to cook 3,000 Boston buns by the time
you
cook
them. I think you'll have it figured out by the time you're done.
Pretty good idea. You'll be ready to go by then. And here it is. 347-202-0263. If you call in right now, you can talk to the president and tell me about your duties. You know, I know president in any organization is a pretty tough gig, and you know, we'd like to hear, you know, what you have to do as far as trying to do your monthly or weekly
job title?
Yeah, I mean, that's my job, is basically the monthly board meetings, the conference calls, scheduling all conference calls, the agendas for the calls. And basically, I just kind of look at myself as like the enforcer. If somebody says they're going to do something in our group and they get busy and forget to do it, I need to be the one that calls and says, hey, where are we at with this? Just to keep things moving along. I mean, that's the hardest part with us all being volunteers. We all have lives. We all have jobs. So, it's hard to get this. It's hard to get people to do what they say they're going to do. And it doesn't mean that they don't want to do it. It's just life. It happens. But I want to be that guy that says, hey, and I know you said you'd do that. You think maybe by the end of the week we could get that done, and things like that. That's basically my duties, spreading the word.
Well, tell us about the hardest situation that you've been thrown into, where Operation Barbecue Relief had to fly into action. I mean, what's some of the just devastation you've been through?
Well, the only operation I've actually been to was the one that started it all down in Joplin. Luckily, around where we're from, there haven't been too many others. They've all been far enough where we've relied on our other teams. But, the hardest part is deciding when we're going to go and where, trying to find where we're going to go and where's the money going to come from to get there. And it always finds a way to us. But we take off to go to an area with a small budget, just hoping that it follows. But, like for your show and the other shows and Facebook, we get the word out. Usually the money starts flowing in before we get there. I mean, that's to me the hardest thing, is just not knowing.
Well, I know that you served over 300,000 meals. And where did the meat come from to support those meals?
Well, the meats come from a lot of donations. I mean, Sam's Club provided a lot of meat. In Joplin, they provided most of the meat. We were making daily runs over there with trailers to pick up pork and pork loin and chicken. And, there was OK Foods. There's all sorts of companies that donate meat or just getting the money donated to go out and buy it on our own. I mean, that's what we're looking for, big meat distributors and down here making connections. Not necessarily we need everything free. We'd love it free, but we need to be able to get it when we need it at cost or as best we can.
So Sam's Club, Smithfield. Now, we was just upstairs.
We were talking with them today.
A few minutes ago, and there was Smithfield. And, Smithfield's the number one pork producer in the United States. They produce 1.2 million hogs a year. Well, the closest one to them, I think, is around 500,000. So needless to say, folks, they're kicking everybody's ass in the universe. Also, Smithfield is Europe Smithfield, Britain Smithfield, Poland Smithfield, Russia Smithfield, China. They're in every single country in the world. And I don't know if people know that. The same company owns pork around the globe, and that is Smithfield. And, we'd like to reach out to Smithfield. You're a good company. I know you're doing the rib challenge in the KCBS, and we'd like to do the OBRA challenge, OBR challenge. You give away 40 pounds to every competitor that comes into KCBS. Why not give away 40 pounds per family and then OBR will cook it, and we can give it away? And, boy, wouldn't you love for Smithfield to come in and just get behind OBR?
We would totally love that.
They've got the power to do it. They've got the hogs to do it. Well, I got to ask you, down the road this next year, I know you want to build infrastructure. How many teams could you use, and how many more states have you got to go to really get an infrastructure in every state,
I'm not sure how much farther we need to go. I'm just amazed by everybody's heard, how many people have heard of us, today when they're stopping by the booth and, oh, yeah, we've heard of you. Somebody was telling us about you, so it's happening. But, we have a long way to go. We need to build the volunteer database. All the money in the world's great, but if we don't have anybody to go out and do the work, it's pointless. So there's a lot of states that we need help in. There's a lot of states that they don't have a lot of natural disasters in. We still want them because their time's coming. Let's face it, we hope not, but it's going to happen. The guys on the West Coast, we've had a lot of them saying we'd like to help, but nothing goes on. But, you got to think there's going to be another earthquake sometime. I'm not quite sure how we respond to something like that, but we find a way.
Well, China had an earthquake. 500,000 people were affected. What they did, they just blocked the road and said, don't go in there. That's not how we want to handle it.
That's not how we work.
Washington State's got a volcano. Colorado, the central area, They got volcanoes. I mean, California is basically breaking off the United States, so you know they're going to have an earthquake.
I mean, D.C. had an earthquake.
D.C. had an earthquake. You know, now Chris Johnson just came over. Uh-oh. Meat Rake's done got a sticker on his back. I don't know if it's a sticker.
I just turned around. You guys talking about volcanoes. I don't know what happened.
Natural disasters.
Oh,
you might be one.
Well, I live in Vancouver, Washington, and Mount St. Helens is 60 miles from my house, and I stood on my deck and watched on May 18th, 1980. There was no OBR there.
Well, one of the things we're trying to do is figure out how to respond appropriately to the wildfires, because a lot of the cities don't want us in there because we're obviously bringing fire to cook on. I mean, no, it's been a problem. We need to, in that situation, we need to reach out to businesses and churches that will let us cook at their places. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be barbecue.
Well,
and then bring out to the community, because a lot of them just didn't want us there, and that was pretty tough.
Well,
tough on us.
You know, now look, folks, our fire is controlled. I'm pretty sure it's in a pit.
Except for Myron.
We're not going to go out on the ground and start an open brush fire in order to cook the barbecue. Have you ever seen, really, be honest, have you ever seen a big cooker that just caught on fire and just burnt like crazy?
I think it's more just the perception of the smoke billowing out of the stack. I think it just, they think it sends off the wrong image and freaks people out. So, I mean, we're looking into, some of them were going to let us come with propane cookers. I mean, we did respond out there, but it's not doing what we wanted to do, the way we wanted to do it. But we'll figure it out. We're still learning. We're not that old.
Operation Barbecue Relief. Now, right now, we've got a phone number, folks, that you can call right now. And I don't know if he knows we're doing this because he left a little bit earlier. But the phone number is 903-523.
I'm not even sure whose number we're calling right now.
Here we go.
903-523-4278. He's able to process a credit card transaction. And right now, if you will subscribe to Barbecue Superstars live television, I'll give OBR 50%, get a year subscription, and OBR will get half of Barbecue Superstars year subscription right now. And you know what? You'll get something for your money. If you feel like you don't want to just give cash and you want something for your money, well, subscribe and I'll give them 50% of what you gave.
That's awesome.
Or, you know, call that 903 number and go ahead and he can process your credit card payment right now. And,
or head to the website. I mean, we take donations to the website 24 hours a day.
Okay. Yeah. What's the address of the website?
It's www.operationbbqrelief.org.
Man, there you go.
Same thing on Facebook. They'll both link to the donation page.
Now, if you want a secure way of paying, just go ahead and go to the website right now. And I tell you, $5. If we could get 10,000 people to give
$5.
What?
It's so easy.
Easy to do $5.
Meat Rake's asking me for $5 right now. What's going on?
Because he wants another drink. That's a whole nother story.
He already gave her a beer thing that she wasn't expecting.
He's been photocopying beer tickets. I'm not sure what's going on.
I'm not even drinking. And just
and the bear don't
it should be like, don't wait like the disaster. Don't wait until the disaster comes. If you donate $5, you know, that's the way you're gearing up.
Well, we're working on the reoccurring payment too, so you can go in and set up in PayPal that you want to make a $10 a month payment, you know, every month. And that's what we're really hoping to promote soon, because that's the way to do it.
Now, pack a boss of bus costs $25, basically, right now.
Yep, $25, $30.
And a rack of belly ribs, you know, the big rack of ribs, they're running about $13 or $14, aren't they?
Pretty much, yeah.
So, you know, make that your goal. You know, if you're trying to figure out how much you want to donate, buy a pack of boss of bus, pay $25, go to their website, put that in, or call the 903-523-4278 number. And say, look, I want to buy a pack of Boston Bus. Now, if we get, you know, 1,000 people to buy a two-pack of Boston Bus, that's 2,000 Boston Bus we pull in an area. Now, they say that most Boston butts will feed 20 people. So pack a bot will feed 40 people.
Yeah, basically we say that if you give us a $20 donation, we'll feed 20 people with it, and that's 20 full meals.
20 full meals.
That's not just the protein. That's going to get you protein and a vegetable, whatever else we can get our hands on.
Okay, I'm going to put that on Facebook right now.
Or
$20 feeds 20 people.
Or you could not go through the McDonald's drive-thru once.
Skip your Starbucks tomorrow. You're going to need it, buddy.
Who's saying? Alka-Seltzer.
Hey, you better not skip Starbucks tomorrow.
And either this in March or April, you'll have an article in the Barbecue News newspaper.
That is awesome.
And Taylor said he was going to get the
Can't say skip Starbucks. The majority of people that go to Starbucks every day spend, I think the average has got to be $4 per person.
Well, you know,
it's kind of funny that people pay $4 for a cup of coffee.
Frank Cox likes your post. We like Frank Cox.
Now, I got to ask you now. You know, 300,000+ meals have been served, and you know when you go out on that big one that you were on, I mean, what was it like in a day's time? I mean, how did the lines go?
We went down there and thought, all right, we're a bunch of idiots. We could probably pull off 5,000 meals total for Joplin. And the very first meal we set up and did, we did 5,000. So we knew we were in for it. So, I mean, it was 10 to 20,000 meals a day. Lines, you know, forever long. We were taking meals out into the field in Cambros, in cars, trucks. The Humvees from the National Guard guys were coming in and picking them up. We were supporting the Red Cross was coming in and picking up food. They couldn't make it as fast as we could.
Man.
And it would start, you know, at lunch, and it would go till 9:30. It would pick back up at midnight when the law enforcement, National Guard, I mean, FBI, Homeland Security, everybody was there. So,
wow.
Joplin was definitely different. And from what I understand, I mean, that's about the total we did up in New York, too, for Sandy. Now, it was spread across 3 or 4 sites, so it was a little bit different, but...
And I think Saturday it did 5,000 or 6,000.
Yeah.
I had to go back to work, unfortunately, but it was like.
But we need people. You know, people like us sitting here at the table to say, hey, I'm not doing anything this weekend. I can go help them. I don't need to know anything.
We also need to tell barbecue judges, organizers, they need to get involved too, because.
You know,
it affects everybody.
You know, that's right. You know, if you're a barbecue judge.
You know your way around a pit if you're a barbecue judge. You better, anyway.
Well, I mean, it'll give you a chance to get out there and cook.
I'm a barbecue judge.
Give them a chance to get out there and cook like the barbecue cooks.
Yep.
You know, I know you taste a lot, and you always wonder about what's going on out there,
And you always hear the cooks don't like judges and judges don't like cooks. That's just
a bunch
of crap.
It's a way to connect.
I'm sorry, it is a way to connect. We're all just people.
I mean,
and I'm telling you, if you get out there and do one, if you go for 1 8-hour shift and help out, you'll be hooked.
Yeah.
You know, now, if you're one of those KCPS judges who likes to give out sixes, you know, 4 9s and 1 6 and another 9, this is a chance for you to help your reputation just a little bit. And give a donation or volunteer.
Yeah, maybe gain a little bit of respect from us cooks.
You better tell them why you gave a 6, too.
We need a card filled out right about
comment
now.
Comment card here, please.
You know, when you give to someone in need, it's a blessing. And a blessing's coming back to you. You know, it doesn't work one way. And, I know that all the work that you've done going in the field in these disaster areas that you've been in, after it happens and then within the next while, things feel better for you.
It's totally good. It's karma.
It's called karma.
And I'm sorry. Good things happen to you when you do good things.
Hey, there's not really like many people that go out and really work or contribute or be a part of something like that. that don't find some kind of blessing in their life down the road where, and I mean, do you feel like your life is better now that you're president of an organization?
Oh,
you know,
totally.
You really work
I love it. I love telling people what I do. I mean, I absolutely love it. I don't get paid if I don't work. I took 3 days, 4 days off of work this week and came down here unpaid.
Is that coming in at a bad time?
I don't even care. It's totally worth it. My wife may care when the paycheck comes in, but I don't care. It was totally worth it.
Well, let me tell you how it works, Brent.
Did he come out?
No.
That meant it?
How many Jack Daniels have you had?
I don't drink Jack.
Oh, you know?
Or Captain.
Or tequila?
Yeah,
oh, what was Jim Beam? Or a little bit of...
I think it's Captain.
Captain Morgan. Oh, I love the Captain. Oh,
you tell people how badass John Orr is.
Has your phone rang at all?
Hi, John.
Okay.
Well, we got John Orr here. He's obvious. John, how many...
I'll tell you what the rest of the story is. Now, people lose their jobs. Now, the thing about giving of yourself and trying to do things to help other people is... You know, all right, you're going to lose 3 days of work. You know, you might lose 3 days of work. But you know what I bet, and I bet $1 million, you'll have an easier time keeping your job because God will work the karma out where, you know, it's so easy to change situations from good to bad so very quickly that, I mean, you need help to make that little magic helping where you keep your job. And I tell you, when you do something good for someone else, then you have a better chance of getting that magic. You know what I'm saying?
Totally agree.
And so, folks, now we're offering you a chance at that magic right here. And I tell you how it happens. You know, you call 903-523-4278. My God, I remember the number.
Give him another beer.
You make a donation right now or tomorrow or the next day. Now, you know, if you're busy, it's Friday night, took the family out. You're not listening to the radio show now, but now you're listening to it. And you wanted to see what was going on at Mobile, Alabama, the National Barbecue Association. Pick up that phone, and I know that volunteer right there right now will be more than willing. It doesn't matter what day or time it is. He'll take your donation. He'll take your credit card. He can process them. He's a great guy.
Well, we want to push him to the website, too, not only for the money, but that's where they can sign up and get in the volunteer database, which is just
and
as important
in the local Mobile area,
as the money.
Come on down.
Man, that's what I'm talking
about. Just, yeah, that'll work.
Now, Greg, what's your name, Greg? Greg Snyder. Okay, you're a barbecue judge, aren't you?
Judge, cook. Help run contests.
That's what we all do. That's what I do.
Good Lord. He's a KCBS, done everything, man.
KCBS, NBN, NBA, FBA.
Good Lord. He's got Boston Bus dragging behind him. Good God.
241 contests.
He just lost one, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I bet he is. He put 16 in the cooker and 15 came out.
So now, maybe one fell off.
We're going to find it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now,
the bottom of the grill.
As a barbecue judge and as an organizer, what draws you to Operation Barbecue Relief? You got the shirt on right now.
It's family. It's about family helping our fellow people. I mean, if we don't help them, sometimes it's who will.
Yes.
And I had the best time in Adairsville. I left there and I had a smile on my face, and the people who got fed had smiles on their face, even though their houses were destroyed.
Wow.
Their businesses were gone. And
the weirdest thing is down in Joplin, people have lost everything, have nowhere to go, so they just came and helped us.
Yeah.
They just came and set up and helped us. They said, we don't have anything else to do.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We want to know what they can do for us. What can we do for you? You've done this for us. What? You know, can I pay for this? No, you don't need to do that. We're here for you.
Now, believe it or not, folks, I know I've done a lot of videos, and I have tried to everything I got close to that I felt like was worthy of videoing. I have got a live interview with a tornado victim, and this tornado victim, if I can find it, was at home at night, and he's a radio host. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, he heard the tornado coming and got him up. And he told his mom to go into the closet, and he went to the bathroom. Now, check this out. He heard the tuba fours and the wood rattling, and he went and sit on the hopper because he thought, you know, that was the most secure place. The toilet was there, and the bathtub was there, and his wife was in the
closet. Not the toilet, the bathtub.
And he said the whole house started shaking, and it got up to, like, you know, and he said all of a sudden the sound stopped. Everything got quiet, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning. He looked up, and there was no roof. There was no ceiling. He looked up and seen the stars, and he looked out, and he saw darkness. And that quick, his house was gone.
Crazy.
I can't remember his name. I got the video. I'll find it. But,
you know,
he thought his mom was dead. And he went and he called his mom's name out. And she made a little noise. And he went to the closet, and he looked around. The toilet and the wall behind the toilet was all that was there. And the closet that that man was in, that his mom was in, was all that was there. He had to dig about 20 minutes to get enough debris off the closet to get his mom out, but he got his mom out, and she was okay. And then there was two people who showed up, and that's one of the big things in the interview that really touches you, is two people showed up. Now, this is where Operation Barbecue Wings comes in. And they helped him out of the wreckage.
The Smithfield guy
got him on the road. There was three planes there, but they got him on the road. And those people, they walked off. They disappeared.
All right, I'll see you over here in a little
and
while.
They got in their car.
All right, bye-bye.
Believe it or not, nothing happened to their car. They backed out, and they started driving down the road. And through one means or another, they got around trees, and they got out. And at the end, the police had to come and cut the trees out. And, you know, those two people helped them out of the wreckage because of the old woman and everything. You know, they were like saints sent by God. They didn't know who they were, and they disappeared as soon as they helped them, you know, and they never seen them again. But, you know, you guys going into these devastated areas is the same thing. It's like you're saints, you know, and it's a holy mission because these people are devastated. And
they're stunned.
Have you ever
got
that feeling?
They're shocked when they come up to you.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, that's probably the most touching thing in Chaplin was just story after story after story of the little girl standing in line with a teddy bear messing her head, telling everybody that her teddy bear died. And it was horrible. Those you cry every night thinking about these stories. I mean, I'm so lucky. I've never been through anything like that. But at least I know now that somebody like Operation Barbecue Leaf will be there to help. It's comforting.
You know, folks, you never know when your time on this merry-go-round might happen. And, you know, to get back down makes Operation Barbecue Relief strong. And tell us about your relationship with the NBBQA. I know you guys are here this weekend. And what all are you participating in?
They've given us a booth out in front of the Expo Hall where all the meetings are, and basically we're here to raise money and make contacts. I mean, they've taken care of us that way. We went last year, not all of us. We brought more of the board down this year. Actually, some of them never made it because all the snow in Kansas City, they couldn't get out of town. But, I mean, that's why we're here. They've let us park our new disaster relief trailer that we got a grant from Farmers Insurance. Just rolled off the assembly line yesterday. We picked it up, and it's here. And we have two OBR teams cooking in the barbecue contest tomorrow and the People's Choice, just all to get the word out.
And I tell you, I want to thank Kel Phelps. I know it was under his presidential reign that this happened. And
he'll be here in a little while. That was him on the phone.
Okay, the board of directors. Okay, we got the president going out, past president coming. Hopefully we get him on the radio for just a few minutes.
He's been great to us.
And, you know, we want to thank Kel. You know, Kel overall. And now we got Gary Lanton now. Gary Lanton won the Georgia.
What's up, brother?
Gary Lanton and Dion Lanton from Holy Smokes Barbecue. And Gary, how many contests have you already won this year?
We haven't cooked any.
Yeah, we haven't cooked any. Hopefully tomorrow will be our first, so we'll see.
Okay, you're kicking off the season next year?
That's right.
I know you've got some history with Operation Barbecue Relief. Tell us a little bit about your history with OBR.
Well, Dion and I got started with Operation Barbecue Relief in Joplin. You know, I happened to be really slow at work at the time, and we saw via Facebook that some guys were going up there to cook, and so we loaded up the grill, and we took off up there, and in the process, you know, we got hooked up with Stan and Will and Jeff, and, you know, we just kind of been with them since, you know. We kind of were there and, you know, just start from the grassroots, and we've all been learning this thing together, and, you know, and it's really has turned into a true, you know, bread, you know, loaves and fishes type feeding thing. You know, we get out, you know, a meal for a buck, man. Who else can do that, right?
Man, I tell you, Garrett Lynn's an instant star. I know you won Barbecue Pit Masters, Georgia. And can you talk about it now?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, all I did was keep the fire in the grill. My wife, you know, was the one that took care of the Pit Masters thing for me. So.
Hey, I know what you're doing today. So I believe it's true.
Well, did you read that Facebook page?
Oh,
pit bitch.
Yeah. I had to.
It was
I know my place.
He was saying happy anniversary.
I know what's going down.
Well, I'll tell you, Gary has got. Okay, we got us a new number now. 404-395-4324. What's this phone number for?
That is Buster K's Special Treats for Humans, man. That is Edward Pannheimer,
really?
The working dog, man. Let me tell you, if ever you're on Whitewater Creek Road in Atlanta, Georgia, you have got to look up Edward because he is the working dog.
You don't even know what that is.
I don't know. I got a car that
what
I
is
know.
It?
That's an awesome set.
No, what?
Is that not cool?
What is it?
Awesome catering.
Special treats for you.
Yeah, man. Are they going to make a donation to Operation Barbecue Relief?
Yes.
Oh, he's over there. Yeah, they're making a donation.
Oh, we are
supporters.
Yes.
So now, look, you need to do the same thing as they did. Call the number 903-523-4278 and make a donation right now. Or go to Operation Barbecue Relief and make a donation. Now, we got the beautiful Dion Lanton here. Now, I tell you, she's a big part of the team, and I just got to ask Dion. I mean, I know you were down in Joplin with your husband and everything, and what did working on Operation Barbecue Relief mean to you? I mean, were you there when all the excitement was going on?
I don't know if you call it excitement, but, you know, we started in Joplin, and we went there thinking that we were going to help people. You know, help others, but I feel like when you go to something like this, you leave with more that I feel like you can gain. It's a very humbling experience, and it's great, and I love being a part of it.
Wow, man. Well, you're a wife of a big-time barbecue competitor, and you know what it means on Friday and Saturday, and, you know, a lot of hard work sometimes on Saturday and Sunday. And I know you got three kids. And, you know, could you make a plea out there to the barbecue wise right now, you know, about how important it is to donate to the Operation Barbecue Relief?
Well, you know, one thing I like about the organization that is, you know, every penny, there's no overhead. Every penny that you give, it goes literally straight to buying food. Not a penny goes anywhere else but for what you're really donating for. And, you know, it's a great organization, and, you know, wives, husbands, even their kids, we need help, and whenever there's a deployment, it doesn't matter who you are, you can help someone.
So, you know, women have a better intuition when things are right and things are wrong, and, I mean, your motherly and your wifely intuition about OBR, I mean, for all the ladies out there that think, you know, so many sham organizations that just take your money and they go out, Operation Barbecue Relief is absolutely a class act organization.
100%. Every single penny. I mean, if you donate $22, $22 will go straight into feeding somebody. Nowhere else.
Man.
It's just for the operation.
So we're not buying
nobody's
though.
Pockets. I mean, we even stick out of our own pockets. So we would definitely not put it anywhere else. But
You're not buying those $2 million houses? And
no, we're buying chicken and some pork.
So $25 will buy a pack of Boston Butts, $15 will essentially buy a big rack of of belly ribs, and call the number or go to the Operation Barbecue Relief and make a donation. Now, folks, you know, when you do something right for somebody else, it always comes back to you. You know, since you guys worked in Joplin, I mean, you guys have done pretty well. I mean, you've won a lot of contests and things that went well for you.
Yeah, we have. You know, I do believe that you reap what you sow. And, you know, I feel like, you know, we've been reaping, and it'll come back. It'll come back to you.
That's right. Tonight is the night. Now, we're at the National Barbecue Association in Mobile, Alabama. And, you know, there's no better night than tonight to make that donation. I mean, now is the time. You know, if you just give $10 and don't go to McDonald's tomorrow, and I got to ask you, Dion, I mean, as far as fast food like McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, those kind of places. I mean, you know, in a week's time, you can easily spend $40, $50, $60 as a family. You know, during the week, you go by, you get a little hamburger or a taco or something for your children. I mean, give up just one of those quick little meals for something you can make at home and give that to Operation Barbecue Relief to feed a family that's affected by disaster. And doesn't that sound like an easy thing to do?
You know, it really is. I mean, if you $5 in the way that we give out food, $5 will actually pay for 5 meals. So, you know, instead of one meal per year, you're feeding 5 people. You know, it goes a long way when we feed as many as we do. Less than $1 a meal, you usually get it out.
Man, I never thought about that. You know, one Boston butt in a pack of two is $12. That'll feed 20 people. So meals, wow, I never thought about that. So a $25 donation will go a long. How many people with $25? That'll
feed close to 20 people.
Wow, man. So
when I say that, that's not just meat. That's a meat, a bread, and usually two sides. A full, complete meal. We get out for around $1 or so.
Man, so we're talking about a family that's devastated for $1. Get $25, serve 20 meals.
Yeah.
Man, you know, at that rate, folks, now, the other thing I want to point out to you is
we eat a lot of meals. I mean, we'll put, like, that, in 3 days, I think we get close to 5,000 meals. And there's a
whoo! A lot of people. Did you see the same faces more than once? Or?
No, not really. We did a lot of distributing and loaded up to people, actually brought it out in the field to people that were there, and you couldn't get to us.
Well, now, I got to admit to everybody, this is Beer Night Out on Barbecue Superstars. It started out, it was Friday Night Lights, but we're going to switch over to Beer Night Out. And
we're going
to
go on, man. What's going on?
Harry, how we doing?
How we doing?
Uh-oh. I think Dion and her husband.
We met them in Joplin, the original.
Oh, really?
Started, yes.
Oh, were they?
They were here with Randy Heimgartner, and they, I mean, they ran it.
Listen,
they ran the show.
Were he actually a cook at Joplin?
We're
raising money for Operation Barbecue Relief, and you were on the radio right now.
On the radio.
And you were actually a cook in Joplin. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but
not at all.
We're trying to raise money. And what was your experience like when you were in Joplin and you were just, how many Boston buses?
I wouldn't trade what we got to do in Joplin for anything in the world. Those had to be some of the best people I ever have worked with in my entire life. What we pulled off was amazing. The number of butts we cooked, oh my God, it was insane. It was crazy. It was we filled up Cousin Ed's cooker, Hogzilla. We filled that thing up did we fill that thing to capacity twice or three times? And it was just incredible. But the number of people we fed was just incredible. If anybody out there ever has a chance, if OBR is ever doing something in anywhere near your neck of the woods, go out and help. The feeling you get when the people come up and it's just amazing. It truly is. It's amazing.
Well, let me ask you, as the people came through the line, you know, they started off in big distress in the line. They wanted something to eat. when he came out the other end of the line and they ate.
They were just grateful to no end. It was incredible. And you're not just taking care of the people that are directly affected by the disaster. You have everybody else that just rolled into town to help out. They, you know, a lot of people self-deployed. You know, they showed up just to come help. They didn't have any. They didn't know what they were going to do. And we got to take care of a lot of the first responders. We got to take care of the coolest thing was at night, after 10, 11 o'clock at night, you would have the National Guard, the police, the sheriff. You'd have these guys come through, you know, between their shift changes, and they would come through till 2, 3 in the morning. And the stories they would tell you, it was just amazing. It was incredible. It was stuff that they were seeing out there. We were kind of in a protected area. We were a good 2-3 blocks from much damage. So as we rolled into town where we were set up, we didn't really see too much, you know. We just got to see the victims. And so it was interesting getting the secondhand report. And so somehow we would stay up till 2 o'clock or so in the morning, and we would get back up at 7 o'clock the next day and start doing it again. And we did that for my wife and I, Andrea. We were down there for a good 7 days, and so it was a blur.
Now, you know, for cooks that's inexperienced in Boston Bud Prep or cook, or just cooking big time barbecue, if they went in and they volunteered on an operation like this, they quickly get a lot of experience.
Oh yeah,
cooking.
Oh yeah, trimming, prepping, getting that cooker packed with as much food as you possibly can.
It makes it so easy to cater. After doing an OBR event, catering's like nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, once you help one of stuff. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we had, you know, it was interesting. The first serving or two that I was down there, you know, I was just trying to help out with what I can, and then somehow something clicked. Come the next service that came around, I own a restaurant in Middle Missouri, Lake of the Ozarks, Half Sauce Barbecue, and I just started directing people, and somehow everything just kind of clicked, because all we were doing is just running a big outdoor kitchen, and so once you see that kind of volume go through, to go home and cater a party of 50 or 100, sheesh, jump change compared to what we pulled off out there.
Yeah. We had a lot of volunteers that weren't involved in barbecue at all, and we found different tasks for them to do.
There's all kinds, of help.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of help. Yep. People assembling, you know, we would.
Food to the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
You can drive, you can help. Yeah.
Yep.
And now we ran into a guy in Cartersville who lives somewhere out that side of Georgia, and a tornado actually ripped his house off while he was sitting there. And his story was so incredible. He told his mom to get in the closet. He went and sit on the toilet in the bathroom. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, the roof on the house and the whole house was basically removed. But the one wall where he sat in the closet was the only thing standing when he went out. And, did you hear stories like that?
Stairwell. I don't know how many times we heard about people getting underneath the stairwell. And once it was over and gone, they came out, everything was gone, the family was safe under the stairwell. Stairwell, we heard that so many times.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, it's like the hand of God went through and he spared them for that hour.
Yep,
absolutely. Well, folks, we're just about done with our hour now. Operation Barbecue Relief, and thanks for coming on. And,
hey, thank you much. And, thanks for helping out.
We got a fellow right here that I think part of it. We're going to try to finish the show with him. You don't want
to
get on here just for a minute?
I'm friends with you on Facebook, man.
Huh?
I'm friends with you on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I'm Patrick.
Patrick.
Hey. Did we talk on the phone? Facebook,
yeah. I think so, yeah. Patrick Banks, he's part of Operation Barbecue Relief, and we're going to finish the show with him. And folks, tell us about what your role is.
I am a board member. I'm director of operations. So during the deployment, I typically manage, you know, what goes on. We've established a lot of changes during the last two deployments. I did Tuscaloosa, Alabama before OBR was founded. That's where I'm from. I live here now on the Gulf Coast in Fairhope. And, you know, I'm just trying to think of what I want to say here, but it's really mind-boggling the things that we see, the things that we hear, the people reaching out to us for help.
Man, now, were you a part of the Joplin? Have you been a part of one of the big operations?
Tell the story about Joplin. That was before I became a part of Operation Barbecue Relief. That was when it was founded. Me and a group of volunteers from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, were looking at going to Joplin. We were going to leave on a Friday morning. A very good friend of mine had a massive heart attack on the Thursday before, and there was about eight of us that were going to go up there that all cooked in Tuscaloosa. We were there for 2 weeks. We did about 40,000 meals.
Whoa!
And the man ended up passing away when he took home and died. And we had the same vision, the same thing of doing what Operation Barbecue Relief was doing. But, you know, we decided rather than doing it on our own, this other organization was already there. But so I joined up with Operation Barbecue Relief after I found out about them when I responded to Birmingham, Alabama. Now, as far as responses, me personally, I went to, I managed Hurricane Isaac on the Gulf Coast. We did 55,000 meals there.
55,000!
I managed Hurricane Sandy up in the Northeast, which we did like 105,000 there. And I also actively managed Adairsville from here on the Gulf Coast.
Man, all right, you did 55,000 meals. Where?
55,000 was Hurricane Isaac.
Hurricane Isaac, good God.
And, you know, we did 105,000 roughly during Sandy. And, you know, this weekend for barbecue here on the Gulf Coast, which is where I live, is really huge. MBQA's here. Sam's Club's on the Eastern Shore, which I'm cooking in the Sam's Club contest this weekend. For the Mississippi folks out there listening, there's also a contest in Denverville, Mississippi. So, big weekend, starts a big weekend, three in a row. Here you got this one, then you got Pensacola Smoking the Square next weekend, Hog Wild following up the following weekend in Mobile. Great place to be for barbecue.
Man, I tell you now, that's pretty close, tight area for some big contests. And you going to be entering any of those contests?
I am not in any of them other than Sam's Club as of right now. I was kind of asked by Carl Butler yesterday, why are you not in Hog Wild? So, probably going to jump in that one. We'll jump in Pensacola before.
Well, I heard from a fellow there's a lot of background noise. I think we got our message out, though. If you want to call and actually talk to somebody to make a donation, the number is 903-523-4278. If you want to go to the OBRA, Operation Barbecue Relief, website.org, go to that and make a donation. And I tell you, you know, you're such a big part of this OBRA now. How has it affected your life? I mean, it just feels good karma for your life, doesn't it?
It does, and it's amazing the things that will happen to you when you get involved with an organization like this. You know, we're giving back to our fellow man. We're giving back to shattered communities, and, you know, we're really paying it forward. You know, there's all kind of slogans out there, paying it forward, do your part. And the main thing is I've met a lot of great people. I've made a lot of really good friends that I feel that if anything I need, I could call on them. And just the sheer, you know, just the, I mean, just the sacrifice of doing this for these people and the thanks that they give you is really mind-boggling. And one thing that comes to mind really with me, and I think back to Tuscaloosa, I've been on the ground 9 days, and I was managing that operation just like I am now. I can cook, but I do logistics very well. I have a lot of contact. And, you know, one thing that really comes to my mind is I had a lady, an elderly black lady. She was in her early 80s. She walked up to me and thanked me in Tuscaloosa. I said, ma'am, you don't have to thank us for this. We're here to do this for you people. You people have suffered enough. Tuscaloosa was my home for 15 years, by the way. And she says, no, I want you to understand. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And I said, ma'am, I said, we're here to help you out. Y'all been through enough. And she said, I want you to understand something. She said, I buried my husband this morning. You know, this was like 11 days after the storm. I think they found him like 4 or 5 days after the storm. Found him in some debris, and she said, you know, this is the first hot meal that I've had since the storm.
First hot meal.
And that is the thing that makes me do what I do. And I'm a very driven person. I'm very blessed. Luckily, I'm in a profession that allows me to be actively involved if we have a deployment. I've always got a laptop and a cell phone. And, you know, that's two things I got to have to do my job, but it's also two things I use for OBR.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, just get involved. Any of you out there, the feeling of self-worth or the feeling of what you're doing for people out there that really need it is really rewarding for yourself. And believe it or not, good things will happen to you if you do things. I've been personally blessed. A lot of good things have happened to me in the last 2 years since I got involved with this organization. Well, I've been involved with OBR for almost a year, but since I started doing these disaster responses, you know, the blessings that have been bestowed on me are really remarkable.
Yeah.
Get involved, people. We need volunteers. My vision as operations director is we want people in key geographic areas, be it the Midwest, be it the Southeast. It's not a matter of when the Southeast is going to get hit by another major hurricane. It's been 8 years almost since Katrina. You know, what we're trying to do is recruit people from certain geographic areas to serve as scouts. So if something happens, they can get out there and let us know what's going on. And another thing they can do is they can network with people in their community, in their area, that knows what we do and want to be a part of it. So if, hey, let's say we have another Tuscaloosa or another Joplin, it is as simple as picking up the phone and calling that primary point of contact and saying, hey, this has happened. We want to respond. How bad is it? Contact your friends. See who is available. See who can respond. My goal is I want to have a team on the ground, if at all possible, less than 24 hours after a storm. You know, we're looking at monitoring the Weather Channel, all these other media outlets. If they're forecasting a major tornado outbreak, which we had in Alabama back on April 27th of 2011, they talked about this for several days. We want to start putting the word out days in advance that we're monitoring this situation, that we are looking at deploying if the need is there. And as soon as the need is there, we're going to pull the trigger and we're going to mobilize resources to be there. We've bought mobile response trailers. We're looking at cookers. Our next major acquisition is going to be vehicles. OBR is growing. We need more people involved.
Man, that's some big news, man. You're the person we need. Hearing the sound of my voice, if you happen to come by later and listen to this radio show, you, not your brother, not your sister, not your friends, you are the one that we're calling on right now. And, folks, it's so easy to pick up that phone. It's so easy to go to the website and raise money for the Operation Bar. Now, folks, this is something that all the barbecue community can plug into right here, right now, to make a difference in disaster areas. And, you know, if we want to promote the sport of barbecue, if we want to promote the art of barbecue, and we truly want to make it a national and a worldwide pastime, you know, folks, let's go rescue some people with barbecue. And I tell you what, nothing will promote them better and making a big old plate of Boston butt, and I'm talking about potato salad, baked beans on the side. When your house just got blown over and destroyed, that'll put a nice taste in everybody's mouth.
Yes, it will. You know, you would think something as simple as a pork sandwich would not do a lot for a lot of people, but we're there to offer compassion. We're there to offer hope. We're there to, you know, for friendship. You know, we'll give people hugs, really whatever. I mean, you know, it's really heartwarming to see what you can do for people that are really in need. And we need volunteers. We need capital. We need donations. You know, it's expensive when you go into a disaster area and you're doing, you know, during Sandy, there were several days we did 12 to 15,000 meals a single day. You know, and the thing is, we can do more. The only thing that limits us sometimes is volunteers and money. Unfortunately, money is what limits us sometimes, but we could do more. That's basically the gist of it.
I heard a rich man say one time that money fixes everything. And, you know, there is a lot of truth to that. Of course, there are limits to that in your personal life, but not in the Operation Barbecue relief life. And, you know, you can't ever outgive the need that they can fulfill. You know, you think you're in California, and I know there's some barbecue competitors and restaurants that'll hear this in California. You're not immune. An earthquake comes through, and guess what? The San Andreas Fault talks to you. You're going to need some help, some operations.
Get involved.
Get involved. You know, if you're out in Colorado area, I got news for you. You got a super volcano that's hanging out right out there in the middle of Yellowstone. That thing can partially blow, and guess what? You're going to need Operation Barbecue Relief. Michigan area, a flood with the Great Lakes, Maine, a hurricane, anything on the East Coast. Folks, everybody is susceptible to tornadoes and God knows what else. So, you know, 903-523-4278 is the number to call, and we're going to be here for a while, so you got all night to call. He's out there. He's got his phone. And what's the website, once again, Operation Barbecue Relief?
It's bbqrelief.org.
Now, they take secure donations 24 hours a day on that website. And, you know, we would love before the National Barbecue Association closes up tomorrow at 9 o'clock to raise at least $5,000 more dollars. I believe right now that there are $5,000 more dollars out there in the range of my voice. And you know what? What would $5,000 do right now for Operation Barbecue Relief?
You know, we usually average roughly, if we're doing everything, meat, size, and everything, we're averaging about $1 a meal. So you could feed 5,000 people with a $5,000 donation, or $100 to feed 100 people. You know, that's kind of an average. You know, it may be a few pennies over, it may be a few pennies less. It just depends on what we're doing, how many sides we're doing. We work with other organizations sometimes in disaster zones. We do the proteins and let them do the sides. But, you know, typically a dollar will feed someone a full meal. And, you know, you can't go anywhere, folks. Those of you that have restaurants, those of you who go out to restaurants and eat, you know, you go somewhere, a pork plate and two sides is $11 or so. Some places more than that. I'm just talking average. So, you know, we need donations. We need capital. We need volunteers. We need support. And, hey, if you cannot get out and cook, if you don't have the equipment or you don't have the means or you don't have the time or whatever, do that. Just spread the word. Just put the word out about Operation Barbecue Relief. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your church members. Tell your church groups. Anyone that you are that is in your circle of influence, let them know about our operation, because you never know when something could happen to you, and we could be in your backyard, and you could be the one out, and we could be handing you a pork sandwich or a chicken sandwich.
That's exactly right. You know, you never know when it's going to come knocking on your door. And, you know, I'm asking every one of you right now to make that call or go down to the website and, you know, donate a little bit of yourself to someone else. And or donate some time. Or donate a cooker. You got an extra cooker in your backyard. You got 10 anyway. Hey, you got one cooker out there. It ain't going to hurt to give it up. Give it to Operation Barbecue. Would you accept the cooker if somebody gave it to you?
Yes, we would. You know, we just started a new thing. I don't know if anyone else has mentioned it to you. It's called the Grand Champion Club. We had a founding membership drive that was open to so many people. My wife and I are founding members. There's a lot of us. It was limited to 100. But this Grand Champion Club, you know, it's got a thing for teams, for individuals, for corporate memberships. You know, if you will run over to that table and get me one of those envelopes, if there's one there, I'll put the word out there about the Grand Champion Club. We're announcing that this week at NBBQA. what the Grand Champion Club is. It is a way of gaining exposure for your organization. If you're a corporate or if you are a barbecue organization, we're going to have a banner. There's like a banner promotion on our website. It can be a cheap form of advertising for you. And this young gentleman named Greg from Georgia, who's been sitting here the whole time I've been here, he must be the guru here or something. I don't know what he is, but he got it for me. The Grand Champion Club is this. For an individual or a family, annual fee is $150. And what you will get for that, you will be listed on the OperationBarbecueRelief.org website and receive 4 window stickers. The next level is a barbecue team annual fee. That is going to be $300, and you will, for your team, you will include, we will include for you a co-branded team OBR banner. So you can fly that at any contest or event you go to. If you win, you can fly that event, and that will help spread the word about Operation Barbecue Relief. That's what we need. Another thing is the association annual fee. MBBQA, KCBS, Florida Barbecue Association, MBN. You know, there's a bunch of them out there. That's just one that's not in my area. New England Barbecue Society, Mid-Atlantic Barbecue Society, Georgia Barbecue Association, Florida Barbecue Association. We can go on and on. That is a $500 annual fee, and it includes a co-branded banner as well. Last but not least is a corporate annual fee. We like corporate donations. We like corporate sponsors. It helps you grow your business. Sponsoring an organization such as OBR, that is $1,000 a year, and that is a includes a co-branded banner as well.
Man, that's a lot of stuff. You know, if you feel like you need to get something for your money, just something. He's got it right over here. I mean, you can get yourself a banner. You can get a mention. You know, for the fact that you gave, and that's big. And, you know, if you get a Barbecue Superstars membership right now to the television show, we'll give 50% of that directly to. Now, we had somebody do a $100 15-month membership earlier today, and we gave $75 to Operation Barbecue Relief. We had a couple other people call in and give donations, but we know that there's a lot of people out there that could do more, and we want to ask you to call in tonight. Let's go ahead and make a difference tonight, because tomorrow you'll forget about it, and you know what? If you do it tonight, it's over with. They've got the money. You've done your part, and there's a lot of people that have more hope in a desperate situation when it comes up next time. And I tell you what, it's funny how this thing has taken off. If you look at where Operation Barbecue Relief was, you know, even 6 months ago, it was like somebody just came up with the idea. And
well, I mean, the idea was there. The process was there. We've experienced some growing pains. I've been involved with OBR. You know, it'll be a year around the 1st of April. I am a sales professional. I'm in sales. And the way, you know, technically when I first came on board, you know, I was approached about being a board member in two positions. One was marketing and the other was operations. And I was marketing to begin with. And I said, guys, I said, basically the best way to market OBR is through operations. Let's get out there. Let's dig. Let's scrape. Let's fight. Whatever it takes to let people know what we're doing. That's the best way to market it. You know, you got to be visible to the people. You got to let them see what you're doing. And to be where we were when I got involved, to where we are now, to be wondering if we could go on a deployment or be limited by funding or whatever. You know, we've gotten some grants from the Walmart Foundation. We got a Walmart Foundation grant this year. We got a grant from the KCBS. We got a grant from Farmers Insurance. These grants are what is allowing us to buy this equipment. We welcome equipment donations. Hey, like you said, if someone out there has a large capacity smoker that they're not using or knows of a restaurant that is closed down and they want to make a charitable donation, hey, we'll take anything we can get equipment-wise. Because the thing is, our plan is to have equipment staged in critical areas. Like right now, you know, we got these trailers. There's one across the street. There's one at Sam's Club in Daphne at the other contest across the bay. And they're going back to Kansas City for us to upfit them with the equipment we need. This is going to cost money.
All right.
So,
wait a minute. Stop. Everybody hold up their OBR
cookies. We're live on the radio.
Oh.
Here we go. No, let's do it.
Yeah.
I don't have
everybody
one.
Everybody out there,
I don't have a koozie.
Hang up your, or hold up your OBR koozie.
We're
gonna do a little shed head OBR
triple.
Hell yeah!
Make it up
right
the
now.
Shed. The shed has been unbelievable supporters of OBR, and she handed me a beer. And I'm not even drinking beer, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of being at Beats,
but anyway,
we just came up with a new contest because we're at Beats and we're doing a big OBR thing.
Wait, right.
We got a bunch of beautiful ladies.
Oh, what? What?
That are working the bar.
Chris, you get out from behind the bar.
All the ladies have OBR sweats or T-shirts on, and half of them have adapted. They've adapted their T-shirts.
Easy.
So we have just started a We've just started a new contest. I'm putting up my first $100, but we're doing. Can join it. The best bartender, server, adapted OBR T-shirt.
Yeah, we know who you
contest.
Voted for.
Well,
we know who you voted for.
What I want to know, Chris, is what are you doing with that spray bottle of water?
Tell me. Look at this. Look at this. Stop right here. This is an OBR shirt.
That's definitely adapted. I see that.
We're doing the sexy OBR shirt T-shirt contest right now. The first place is right now is $100. But if you want to donate, give it $5. I guarantee you that half of that will go to the OBR.
Well, just pour beer on it if you ain't got a spray bottle.
I'm giving all my money to the OBR, and I'm sure they are too. We'll give $50.
What happened to the 100?
No, $50 to the girl that has the best shirt. The rest goes to the OBR.
Well, we're gonna.
There's some amazing stuff. It's ridiculous.
We're gonna have to take a vote. I mean,
we can get another one in here. Right there.
No, wait, she don't work here, Chris.
Better yet.
Better yet?
Oh, anyway, people, that was some entertainment right there from Chris with Meat Rake. I call him Meat Rake. Some people call him Chris.
Some call him Crazy.
Crazy. Some people call him Spider. I call him Meat Rake.
Yeah, Spider J.
Well, that's not
going to
work out well.
What did you do
to me?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Oh, my God.
Guys, if we're having a great time down here at Beats Bar and Grill in Mobile, Alabama on Royal Street at the NBBQA. Got a lot of supporters out here. I've been a patron of Beats for 5 or 6 years here. The family here, the Trevito family is a great family. I consider all of them friends of mine. When I kind of approached them about this, they really opened the doors and said, anything we can do to help. Really want to thank them. Want to thank the Food Tide Meat Eat, Chris there. What do we need to do? We've got a great thing going on here. We want to continue to grow OBR. I want to have OBR. I want to have stuff stationed in multiple locations in multiple states. I want to have so many volunteers that I've got people saying, hey, I want to respond. Look, and there's probably people out there that have registered to volunteer that didn't receive an email or didn't receive this or whatever. We've had some complaints. Look, I apologize for that. We've had some growing pains. The way that we were set up before with information, everything went into one database. Well, we've changed that. We've established a volunteer coordinator position. And one of the things, if you register to volunteer, give us as much information as possible. Let us know what type of equipment you have. Let us know what you're willing to do. And one thing that we're looking at doing moving forward is if we're in a deployment situation, we're going to send out email blasts. We're going to send out text messages to your phone that say, look, we're deploying. And we're going to ask you to go to our website or go to our secure server. We haven't exactly got all the bugs worked out yet, but you're going to be able to go there and you're going to say, hey, I can work or I can volunteer for 2 days a week from now, or one day, or I can come for 4 hours. I can come help you get through lunch one day.
Because we understand people have their own life. I have my own life. All of us have our own life. But do what you can. Give back what you can. And blessings will be bestowed on you.
You know, that's absolutely the gospel. And, you know, you don't have to believe in that. Try it. You know, don't buy it. Try it. Look, I'm going to tell you. You try it one time and good karma comes back. You know, it's in that daily life that we're talking about. The value of this comes back. You know, you went to work that day and this and that happened and you thought you were going to get fired. But you know what? It didn't happen. And you kept your job. Or your boss changed their mind. Or, you know, the tire didn't blow out. You didn't have the wreck. I mean, there's so many ways that, now we're not going to say that you give your money, you got a perfect life, but you've got a better chance for that magic to happen in your life where things go better instead of worse. And I tell you, our lives are shaped by small details that happen to us daily, you know.
Yes, they are, and I didn't mean to interrupt, I'm sorry for that, but I can think back over the last couple of years, the things that have happened to me. You know, sure, we all have our own struggles and we have our own tribulations, but the good far outweighs the bad. You know, all of us are human. All of us have our faults. Bad things can happen to any of us. Bad things can happen to any of our families. But if you give back and you do your part to help other people, you know, the blessings will far outweigh the bad. You know, it's kind of funny how it works. You know, you do your stuff, you know, you do the right thing's going to happen to you. You know, going back to what you were saying about the gospel a minute ago, you know, the God gospel, you know, God, Christ, you know, people use different words depending on religions. I'm not trying to get religious here, but, you know, a lot of the bad things that happen to us, you know, it could just be a test. You know, we could just be, someone could just be testing us, you know, and to make us do the right thing. And you do the right thing, and that thing that was an issue to you, whatever it may be, suddenly it just goes away. You know, and something you were looking for, it just happened. And, you know, I'm a firm believer, you know, if you give back to your fellow man and you help out those in need, you know, blessings will be bestowed on you. You know, it may not be the next day. It may not be the next week. You know, it may be a year from now. It may be 5 years from now. But I am a firm believer, and I have personally experienced a lot of good and a lot of great things have happened to me and my wife since I became involved in disaster relief work. You know, give back, people, you know, cause like I said earlier, you know, you never know when something's going to happen to you. I can think back to 2002 or so. I lived in Tuscaloosa. You know, there was a tornado hit Tuscaloosa in December, I think, of 2002, pretty massive tornado. There were several people killed, not as big as the one that came through in 2011, but I watched this tornado come through my front yard, basically, where I live on one side of a golf course. This was an F4, went across the other side, and I watched it go through. I stood in my front door, and it's really weird how leaves or debris, not anything major, were thrown into the front door of my house, and as the storm moved by, it took it back away.
Wow.
I mean, to see that, and growing up, I mean, I grew up in a small community close to Jasper, Alabama, just northwest of Birmingham. And, I mean, I've been out, you know, cutting trees out of roads and stuff like that when I was a teenager, actually. And thinking back to the first tornado that I really remember, the tornado hit my hometown. My math teacher in high school, her mother was actually killed during the tornado.
Man.
And I didn't know anything had came through. I was actually cooking myself something to eat. I'm a pretty big guy, but, you know, I was like a teenager then. And my uncle came and knocked on the door, and he said, did you know a tornado just hit downtown? I said, no, didn't know anything about it. I said, I noticed the power flickered two or three times. But, you know, tornadoes can happen anywhere at any time, especially now when you're having climate changes. Down here on the Gulf Coast, I live here now. We haven't had a winter. You know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing compared to hurricane season, but we have not had a winter at all. My lawn didn't even turn green. I mean, didn't even turn brown this year. It's still green. So that's kind of – it's been 8 years, folks, since we had Katrina. It's just a matter of time. So we have a major hurricane in the Gulf. Or up the East Coast, another one. Sandy was bad, but, you know, it was wasn't even a storm really when it came. What was it? What was it? What did they call it? It wasn't even a hurricane when it came ashore. Superstorm Sandy. Just imagine the impact in the Northeast if it had been a Katrina. The need that would be there.
Okay, now on my Facebook page, I'm going to post this interview that I had with Jim, that was a radio host, that I was talking about. House blew down while he was sitting there on the toilet, and
Lord,
it's really a moving,
out, Lord.
It's a really a moving story, and it's something that's almost hard to believe.
You know,
and,
Randy's got to have a head speak.
These are real victims here. You know, it's so crazy I've got this video, but if you want to go by and see, you know, what happened, that's his mother there that he told to get into the closet, and I challenge you to go by my Facebook page and watch this video right here. And folks, they're doing a raffle in the background right now, raising money for OBR. They're giving a one-year membership to the NBBQA. And we've got Dan Hayes is raffling off. We've got stuff that's been donated. That's being raffled along.
Credit card.
Will they take a credit card?
Yeah.
Yes.
Online. Not up there now.
I need to ask that, but if I'm really not sure. We just announced this today. Let me look at it real quick.
Yeah, it's by check.
This here is to be mailed, but if you're interested in our Grand Champion Club and you have any, if you want to try to pay by credit card or whatever, email info@operationbbqrelief.org and say, hey, I want to join your Grand Champion Club in this capacity. If you're a team or you're a corporate sponsor or whatever, any individual. And hey, if you don't, you know, we'll take any donation. You know, if it's 25, 50, 100, 10 bucks, it does not matter. 10 bucks to feed 10 people, folks. You know, there's probably a lot of people out there that go out to lunch every day at work and will spend $10 or $15 eating their lunch at work. That's 75 bucks a week. I'm not saying skip every day of the week going out to eat. Take your lunch one day. Donate 10 or 15 bucks to OBR, and that's doing your part.
And, yeah, that's what I was suggesting earlier. Look at there. So easy. It's such a simple thing. And, you know, if you're out there and you're a big billionaire, zillionaire, you know, you need to save money on your taxes. I know there's some people like that in barbecue, too. They might not necessarily live on barbecue, but they love it. If you hear this radio show, you know, if it's not going to hurt you to donate $100,000, you know, it'll go for the right reasons. And that $100,000 is not going to buy anybody a house. That $100,000 is going right into product to buy food and to make this thing a go to help people.
We are strictly a nonprofit disaster response team. We're 501c3. Not a one of the board members draws any sort of a salary. We have operations expenditures that we use, you know, buying equipment or whatever. And let's say you're out there and you want to say, hey, I understand you need another response trailer. I want to buy you one. And it could, you tell us what you want to buy. You tell us what you're comfortable buying. If it's this response trailer, we just bought two. One of them, the base trailer without all the equipment, the smaller one, was like $8,300. We bought it over in Georgia. The other ones, you know, they're more expensive. But let's say if there's someone out there that says, hey, you guys are a great organization. I want to buy you an old Hickory EDX, or I want to buy you a Southern Pride, you know, any of the cookers, a Southern Pride 500 or a Fast Eddie's, or any of you that are out there listening. I mean, there may be somebody out there from one of those organizations. Hey, we'll take your donation, folks. You say, I want to buy you a cooker, or I want to give you this amount of money towards a cooker. We'll start a fundraising drive for that cooker. Or we need vehicles, folks. If you've got if you own a car dealership, there may be somebody out there listening that owns one. You know, I don't know. Radio's a big market. we need donations of vehicles to move this equipment around.
Pickup trucks.
Pickup trucks. That's our next move, is pickup trucks.
You got a pickup truck and you want to donate it, it doesn't matter if it's got a couple of years on it.
No.
That'll save them from having to make that purchase and use money for something else. And,
yeah.
Anything helps. And, well, I tell you, man, we've really led a big charge tonight. And this radio show never goes down. It's 24/7. I know there's a lot of people going to come by, and they'll hear every word we said. And we've got a whole crowd here, I tell you. At the National Barbecue Association, I'm so impressed with the amount of people that have come out. The bar is full. It's from one end to the other. And they're all here to support OBR, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And we really appreciate it. We appreciate everyone coming out. We appreciate your support. And we appreciate everyone spreading the word about OBR. I was talking to one of our volunteers with Holy Smokes Barbecue. We've got several teams called Holy Smokes. This one is from North Alabama, the Boaz-Albertville community. They responded during – they came down for Isaac. They also went to Sandy, one of the groups did. You know, this lady looked at me. She was working the booth today for OBR, and she said, you know what really surprised me today? The people that came up to our booth and knew really what OBR was all about. She said, people were coming by, and I said, well, you know, the Orisons during their presentation of their morning mentioned OBR. She says, no, these people knew about OBR. She said, they knew, they follow us, they know what's going on. Get involved, that's all I can say. We really need more support.
Well, that's what this weekend is all about, this week. And, you know, we want to thank all you volunteers. You know, this thing has sprung up by people who aren't getting paid but have a burning heart in their, to help other people and to bring a little restitution in a disastrous time. And, you know, folks, we all need help, and that's one thing our country lacks right now. And, you know, we need to change our spirit of love in this country. You know, I know there's people that stand out on the street and got the little sign, and you say, oh, they're probably trying to hustle somebody. You know, if you give money in the right spirit to anyone who needs, then a blessing will come back because you gave it in the right spirit. Now, if they take it in deceit, that's damnation to them. It won't last long, especially if they get very much away with it. And this is not like that, friends. This is something serious, something meaningful, something that is for other people. It's not for the people who do it, although they get a lot of good out of what they do spiritually. And folks, Barbecue Superstar is really glad to have this time to come on here and try to make a plea and make a charge. To get this going for people in need and for the Operation Barbecue Relief. So we're going to sign off, and we hope everybody has a good night. Go to OperationBBQRelief.org. Make your donation if you can't today, tomorrow. Wait till next Friday when you get your paycheck if you can't pay.
Can I add one thing real quick?
Go ahead.
You know, I've been saying this about people reaching out and doing good. All night, and I don't mean to sound redundant or whatever, but, you know, something, a thought just came to my mind. You know, nobody likes a disaster to happen to them. Nobody likes a disaster to happen to their friend or their family or their hometown, but thinking back to almost 2 years ago now, when Tuscaloosa got hit, I did a television interview, and I said, you know, the thing that I will always remember most about this is the way that people came together, the way that we came together to help our fellow man out, and the good that came out of it. I really believe that the community of Tuscaloosa is stronger now than it was the day before that storm because
yes.
of what came together. The same thing with Joplin. And the thing is, the good that has came out of these disasters, just think. If those two disasters hadn't happened, or mainly Joplin, Operation Barbecue Relief wouldn't be here. Because these guys, the three founders of OBR, lived in Kansas City, and as soon as that happened, what can we do? Let's go down there and cook barbecue. They went down there on faith. They went down there on a whim. And that's kind of what we do. We're leaping out there on faith. And from the things that I've seen, you know, we jump out there on faith, we're going to be taken care of. And that goes back to being blessed. And we I've been blessed personally. Our organization's been blessed. But the blessings that have been bestowed on the people in these shattered communities far outweigh the blessings that have been bestowed on any of us. That's all I have to say. I appreciate all of you out there listening. Think of Operation Barbecue Relief. Excuse me, next time you want to make a charitable donation to any organization, it will be put to good use.
Well, I tell you, I know with all authority that, folks, you can, in this capacity, make a huge barbecue difference. I'm not talking about giving to a foundation that has $1 million salaries. We're talking about hard-working, decent barbecue people. That
we just had a class A lady walk in
we
here.
We just had a little blonde-headed angel that floated in here. And she is so special, and she's going to be the toughest president that ever lived. And she's going to get 5,000 members in here. And
Mama Shed, how you doing?
I tell you what, let's get Mama Linda on the radio. Just
yeah, we're
on. Am I on the radio?
Yeah, we're doing Operation Barbecue Relief, but let's switch gears just a little bit.
Okay.
I know we've got a lot of people listening out there. And I know you're president-elect, not this year, but next year. And, man, we're really excited about Linda Orison. You know, we found out earlier this week. They've been through four major disasters, including a financial meltdown at one of their that really took a toll on them. And, you know, you're a tough girl for such a pretty girl. And, you know.
I love him.
And, you know, talk
you're
about
fickle.
Taking over the presidency of NBBQA and sort of where we're going in the next year.
Well, actually, I'm the president-elect for 2 years. And I told the entire congregation of this conference today that I hope the hell they know what I'm doing, because I don't. So, anyway, I am determined in my heart to spread the news about what barbecue is all about. And, you know, there's a lot of restaurateurs out there that sell barbecue, even barbecue people who only sell barbecue, and they're not, they're just a restaurant that sells barbecue, and they're not in our world. And so they need to understand what we're all about, because we are so much more than a restaurant that literally just sells barbecue. And when you're in our world, as I'm sure all of you people out there are, you wouldn't be listening to this tonight, is we have passion. We have camaraderie. We literally just, we don't care if you like vinegar sauce, or we don't care if you like sweet sauce, or we don't care if you like mustard sauce.
You guys have a vinegar sauce?
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
yeah, we do. What a prize. What a prize. Okay. Hey, oh, yeah. We want fries. Okay?
Okay.
But you know what? We do that for regional purposes. But you know what? Barbecue is in the mouth of the beholder. And we can't say, we had a conversation today with Famous Dave, and he was saying that we in the barbecue world, I mean, we should never put anyone down for what they consider barbecue. It's like, he said, it's like the little mom that goes in and she boils her ribs and then she puts them in the oven, and then she puts barbecue sauce over it, and then she serves it to her family, and she's the greatest mom in the world because that's barbecue to them. And so we can't down her for that. Barbecue is barbecue. Barbecue is the heart and soul of this country.
Yeah.
Barbecue is what we need today, which is why barbecue has just taken off. I mean, guys,
yeah.
We are hot.
Yeah.
We are the hottest industry in the food industry today. We are it. That's because people need basic barbecue. They think backyard. They think family. They think slow smoke. They think aromas and everything. We're that. And any of you folks out there that are listening tonight that are thinking about getting into catering or thinking about getting into a restaurant, I'm telling you, we're hot. It's the time. Barbecue. I mean, look at all the TVs. Look at all the TVs.
Every
on
network's
barbecue.
Trying to get barbecue
yeah.
on there. every network, every single CBS, NBC, and then you move from there to the cable networks, Travel, Discover.
A&E.
Discover's got like 15 channels, and they put barbecue on every single one of them.
That's exactly right. And some of them, they want to make like all these like the competition things that they're doing. They want to make us fight and look bad. And you know what? I don't know one barbecue person that's willing to do that. Because we don't fight. We are family. I mean, we literally love each other. And like at this barbecue conference, National Barbecue Association conference, we're here to help each other. We got each other's back. We are networking with each other, and we're going to build this organization, and we're going to extend an invitation out to all the restaurants that serve barbecue to be a part of us, because they don't know our world. And our world, we're the greatest people in the world. I'm sorry, maybe I'm bragging a little bit too much about us, but we're the greatest people in the world. Barbecue people are aware of that.
Now, I'm going to tell you, folks, you think that you got a good sauce, you've been competing, you've won a few contests, and you're going to take that sauce from your kitchen, and you're going to move it out here on the market, and you're going to get Publix and Winn-Dixie and Bilo and Safeway and Walmart and Sam's. And I'm going to tell you something. It is a maze of obstacles, and you have to be able to navigate those obstacles to get where you think you need to go. And I'm going to tell you something. There are a lot of very smart, refined people that haven't been able to do it, and it takes a team. And, you know, if you're an old country boy in Lynchburg, Tennessee, you know, and you live right where the Jack Daniels at, or you're down there in Tupelo, Mississippi, where Elvis came from, and you just know you can do it on your own, well, you can get yourself in a mess real quick. Like we found out today, if you don't make sure the label's right and you run 10,000 labels, you got to change the plate, but you got to pay for the 10,000 they run, and then you got to pay to change the plate. So you're about 2,000 or 3,000 in the hole before you even got started good. And the National Barbecue Association is offering the experience that you need in order to navigate where you can come out not 500,000 in the hole, but 500,000 in the good for this project that you put together. And I'm going to tell you something. Linda Orison and her family have really, for being country people from Mississippi and different country parts of the world down in the South, they've put together something that I know everybody in America wish they could do, work together as a family, but put together a successful team to, like, overcome the obstacles that you face. Since you've been on TV a lot, and everybody thinks, oh, you're on TV, you're instantly a success, but you got to know what you're doing. And Linda, just tell us about the tools that the NBBQA is able to empower people with in order to make it successful.
Well, I tell you what we've done this year, because I've only been on the board for a year, and now I'm the president-elect. I mean, where did that come from? So in 2 years, I'll be the president if I survive this. But basically, what we had the most wonderful board meeting today, but let me step back. This conference that we have put together this year has had, we worked for a solid year to try to provide everyone, whether you're a backyard barbecuer and want to maybe get into catering or want to get into competition, if you're a competition guy and you realize that you need money to compete so you get into catering and then catering to a restaurant or wherever you are, we have just done our best to provide you classes that will take you from how do you make money at barbecue, how do you barbecue, where you want to go, how do you market your barbecue, and we've had like concurrent sessions of classes, three classes, and we've had 15 classes to take you where you want to go ultimately in your barbecue career. And whether you just want to stay a backyarder and you just want to, you know, improve your game in your backyard, or whether you want to compete, we share. That's the Operation Barbecue world is we share. See, it's not like when I've taught my branding class or my marketing class for National Barbecue Association, the first thing I say when I look out over an audience of 100 people is I go, thank God I am not standing in front of a bunch of fine dining chefs. I am standing in front of a bunch of people that are eager to learn, that are willing to share with each other. And I've got the masters of barbecue that will tell you everything they've done and exactly how to do it. They will share with you their techniques. They will share with you, you know, how they have come up in this world of barbecue. And so it's all networking. And that is what our world is all about. I mean, we have a world, and no other food-related industry has a world like this.
That's right.
I mean, we are on top of the game, and now all of a sudden, because of the television shows, we are on top of the game. If you guys out there are thinking about opening up a barbecue restaurant or getting into competition or opening a catering, now is the time. Now is the time. But let us be your support. You know, join us. For $50, you can join us. Or, you know, a year, or go the next step and go to an operator level if you want to open up a restaurant. If you're in a restaurant right now, join us and we will provide you what you need, the tools you need to do it. Because we're here to have your back. We're here to help you do whatever you need to do. And I wish you guys were all out here tonight, because right across the street, now we're at Operation Barbecue Relief, right across the street from Two Whole Hogs been put on over there, and we've got probably 50 people over there, and they're showing Boar's Night Out and the Shed, Brad and the Shed, they're showing everybody exactly what they do to present the whole hog. They're showing you all the rubs, they're showing you the injections, they put them on. How much more could you ask than that?
And I tell you, they brought in some PhDs, and I was so blown away. You know, the Beef Council brought in two PhDs, and I thought I knew the parts of a cow. But, you know, I got news for you, man. I didn't know the parts of a cow, and I thought I knew about what it took to cook barbecue. But, you know, by the time the Colorado PhD got done, I'm afraid to say it. Now, folks, I'm not officially saying this is my opinion, but I found out Meathead, all his theories aren't right either.
I tell you what.
We just threw Meathead out of the bus. That PhD guy, I mean, they've done research after research. Now, imagine this. He has got a PhD in meat science. So that means they take a beef, they take a pork, they take a chicken into the laboratory, and they perform tests and do. And the one thing, the main point I think that changed everything this weekend was the fact that everybody said it's the heat and the smoke that you need to cook meat and do the most effective job. And what he said was it's the water. And
so Byron's been right all
the
these
water?
Years.
Water.
Moisture. Yes, they said they've got laboratory published papers where they cooked with dry heat and the meat dried up and didn't get hot for an extended amount of hours. But when you put water for humidity in the, it cooks it through, and it does the most effective and the most appealing job. And moisture and water cookers are the key. I just about fell out of my seat. Of course, me and him and Meathead went at it for a few minutes, and his exact quote was, your research is confounded. And I couldn't believe it. And I tell you what, only at the National Barbecue Association could you ever get access to any of those people. Them people are not going to go to a contest. Them people are not going to go to a sanctioning body. They're not going to go anywhere but the National Barbecue Association. So let me put this out there. Now, this is what happened in that class. You got a lot of people out there who cook for 20 years, and this and that happened, so they assumed this or that. But they don't have scientific evidence to back up their hypothesis. And that's what happened this weekend. So we had a fella who's an industry expert, and he was talking about liquid smoke a lot. Now, you know, if you go and you get a subscription to Barbecue Superstar, I got 27 hours, and they allowed me to videotape this. This is accessible to you, and I want you to watch it all, but next year, the following year, it's going to be twice better. There's not half the information on there. But what it is something we discover the huge value National Barbecue Association is bringing. Now, folks, what I experienced on these 27 hours of television, that, and it's HD, is something that you're not going to get from any competitor. You're not going to get it anywhere. Now, if you go enroll in the University of Colorado and you get up onto that meat PhD and you spend 4 years undergraduate in biology and 4 to 6 years in meat intensive research, you'll get what he's got. This guy broke down the bones in every one of the animals to the fossa and to the different structures on the boat. And I tell you what, they came down to the National Barbecue Association and presented for 4 hours, or two-hour class. And you know what? She laid it down. She didn't play it. She said it. I mean, she had the knife. She carved it. She talked about it. And I'm going to tell you something. You can go out there and dance around with these guys